Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber of Bethel Church in Tupper Springs, Ohio, where our mission is connecting people to God. I'm very excited to share the Word of God with you today because I believe God's Word is a powerful weapon designed by the Father to set the captives free. I trust the Holy Spirit will anoint this message and it will personally minister to you and set you free. God bless and enjoy this message.
Our God is good. Yes. What an awesome time of worship we've had this morning. What a great day our God has given us to celebrate Mother's Day. Hallelujah. You know, Mother's Day is a very special celebration. The lady that started Mother's Day, Ann Jarvis, petitioned for years to establish Mother's Day, and it was finally established as a national holiday in 1908. And then after she established it, it became so commercialized that she worked the rest of her life to get it taken off the calendar. And the reality is it has become very commercialized. But the whole purpose for Mother's Day is to celebrate our moms, to celebrate what they mean to us, celebrate all that they've done. And I'm going to share a message with you this morning in regards to mothers and honoring them and their influence and their sacrifice, because mothers do so much, and sometimes their efforts are just kind of overlooked or taken for granted. Amen? Y'all feel like, you mothers feel that way sometimes? Yeah. Even if you're not a mother, you probably feel that way. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, there was a third grade teacher who taught her class one day about magnets and all the important things that magnets can be used for, and she talked about it extensively. And the next day, she gave her class a quiz. And that quiz was, I pick up things and my name begins with an M. Half the class wrote magnet, half the class wrote mom. Now, if you grew up in a household where, like I did, I would have been the one that wrote mom, because mom picked up everything after us. And I'm so thankful that I had such a great mother growing up. I had incredible parents, and I'm so thankful for them. But my mom is very special. My mom is, are you back there, Mom? Where are you? There you are. That's my mother right there, for those of you who don't know. Yeah. I keep getting it mixed at 85. 85 years old.
All right.
Yep. Praise God. What a blessing she has been to our whole family. You know, one of the things about Mother's Day is that it seems like everyone tries to reach out to their mother. There's 122.5 million phone calls on Mother's Day. It makes it one of the busiest phone days of the year, because everybody's trying to contact their mother if they're unable to be with them. But the reality is it has become a very commercialized time. Every holiday becomes commercialized, and there's not really nothing wrong with it as long as we don't go overboard with it. You know, we have business right here in this church, the Francis Flores, that, you know, because of Mother's Day, they're able to do business and stay in business. So buy things for your mother from Francis Flores. You know? But it can be very commercialized, and if we're not careful, all we do is buy something for our mother instead of appreciating our mother. And that's more what we need to make sure that we're doing, is that we're appreciating her, loving her, and letting her know just how important she is to us. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 3 says, "When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother." The NIV says it this way, "For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother." I can identify with this. I was, for many years, I was the only one in the eyes of my mother. I was firstborn. And if you're firstborn, you know how special that is to be firstborn, or maybe you're an only child, whatever. But you do recognize that there was some very important perks that went along with being firstborn until that next brat came along and started getting in the way of all your benefits. My brother, I have two brothers, Brother Steve and Brother Kevin is my younger brother. He's 10 years younger than me. And he wasn't so much of a problem because, you know, being 10 years down the road. But that Steve, he just always got in my way. And I always got in trouble because he would do something stupid and I'd hit him or do something. You know how firstborns are. And I'd get in trouble, rightfully so, you know, right? But here's the thing. The thing that I know for sure is that I am my mother's favorite firstborn. Now, she will tell you that that's not true. She loves all of us exactly the same, but I know the truth. Amen. I have a confession to make this morning. The best years of my life have been spent in the arms of another man's wife, my mother. Amen? And it's true. Proverbs 31:28 says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." If you've had a good mother, you will rise up and call her blessed. You recognize how important it is to give her those accolades and let her know how much you care about her. According to God, a mother is still the most important job on the face of the earth. Now, I know that our society has tried to diminish motherhood. We've tried to tell women that a career is more important than being a mother. But the reality is, a mother impacts her children, and not only her children, but generations after generation after generation. Mothers truly make a huge difference in this world. And those of you, you know, I'm not trying to condemn anybody who chooses a career, and you recognize how important that is. And in this day and time, it seems to be almost essential that both in the household have to do something to help bring income in. Sometimes you can work at home. Sometimes you can't. But whatever the situation, but there are women in this place who have made a huge sacrifice to have children, to train up those children and teach those children the way of the Lord, to train them up in the way they should go and that they'll not depart from it when they're older. And I want you to know how much I appreciate every mother in here who makes that sacrifice every day. You're working hard. Even if you have a job outside of the home, you come home, you take care of your children, you know, you're cooking, you're doing all kinds of things that support the family. The reality is that the husband, the man, is supposed to be the foundation of the cornerstone of the family. But the mother is the mortar that holds it all together. And I know that in my own household. I've been without my wife for about 2 weeks now. And things are starting to fall apart. Nothing to hold it together. But praise God She's coming back Tuesday. Hallelujah. And I am excited. I can identify with Duke Ellington in his Mother's Day speech at the White House in 1969. He said, "There's no place I'd rather be right now than in my mother's arms." What a great statement. So this morning I want to share with you, I've got 3 points. I'm going to do my best to make these points as quick as possible so that we can get out of here and share Mother's Day and celebrate Mother's Day. But the first thing I want to talk to you this morning about is honor. Ephesians 6:2 says, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, but it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." 6:3. So this is a commandment with a promise that we are promised if we honor our father and mother, we have a promise that we'll have a long, prosperous life. There's an old Jewish saying, God cannot be everywhere all the time, so he created mothers. That's a good statement, isn't it? He's there. This is awesome. This is a great opportunity for us to honor our mothers today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, 5, and 6, it says, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father and mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God." Now, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees were upset with him because he was not honoring the traditions of the rabbis and the teachers. And here's what Jesus told them. "But you say, whatever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God." What he was saying was, and he goes on to call it Corban, and what they were doing was they were saying all that their resources that they should have been using to take care of their elderly parents, all they had to do, according to the rabbi's tradition, was say, "This has all been dedicated to God. And therefore, I don't owe you anything. I don't have to take care of you." They were neglecting their elderly parents. And they were commanded to honor their parents. And Jesus was very upset with them because rather than honor the word of God and what God told them to do, they were taking the traditions of man and putting that before the word of God. This is an important teaching coming from the word of God, because if we're not careful, we will honor the traditions of man in our society. We'll do the things the world does, even in regards to our parents or what we should be, how we should be honoring them, in regards to a lot of different things in life, that we will follow the traditions of the world or traditions of the church rather than the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. If you got any questions about what God thinks and what God wants, go to the Word, what we call the Bible, and you'll find out what God's desire is. Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." Obey your parents in all things. Hallelujah. How many have ever disobeyed your parents? Yeah, amen. You know, I've disobeyed my mother when I was growing up many, many times, and I paid the price for it. And it, you know, she liked that Hot Wheels track. That will fire you up. But that was a proper discipline for my behavior. And sometimes, you know, as I was growing up, I would disobey my parents, and almost all the time I'd get caught and something would happen. You know, one time I was spending the night in a cabin with a friend, and we had our bicycles with us, and about 2 o'clock in the morning we decided we were going to go to Tupper's Plains and ride to Tupper's Plains on our bicycles, which was about 2 miles. Wasn't a huge distance, but this was 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. in the morning. And we were out there riding around, having a great time, and I was on my way back coming down the hill right outside of Tupper's Plains, riding as fast as I could, and a car came up behind me. And wouldn't you know it, my dad had worked over that night. And he got me. I don't know. Did he ever tell you about that, Mom? Good. I begged him not to. He said, all right, but you get back to that cabin right now. I want to tell you something. That amazes me because my dad never kept anything from my mother. I always got caught doing something wrong. But I want to tell you today, do not forget to appreciate your mother. I just want you to honor her. And I want to honor my mother today. What a wonderful mother she has been. She's been a good disciplinarian. When she needed that Hot Wheels track, she used it. And she kept me on track. Oh my, that was horrible, wasn't it? This is unknown, but it says, mothers hold their children's hand for a short while, but their hearts forever. My mother holds my heart forever. Now I want to say this, Mother's Day may not conjure up warm fuzzies for you about your mother. You know, you may have had a strained relationship with your mother, and you may have reasons to be upset with her, but I want to encourage you this morning to put that aside. You know, try not to allow things of the past to hinder your relationship with her. Forgiveness is very important. God wants to heal any wounds that you have today. He wants to touch your heart. He wants you to be able to look at your mother with love and compassionately love her and share your deep feelings with her. So basically today I'm just calling you to try do your best to honor your mother. Maybe she doesn't deserve it, but we don't deserve a lot of things. We don't deserve salvation. But we have it because of a Savior. Second thing I want to share with you is influence. Proverbs 31:1, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Now, Bible scholars are divided on this, but many believe that Lemuel was actually Solomon. Why that name, we don't know. But regardless, I'm not going to try to debate that this morning. But regardless, this king is saying that his mother taught him important principles. And he goes on in Proverbs to talk about it. Of all the things that she had taught, that she taught him and trained him as he was growing up. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23 says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. Well, if you go back and read that story, that it was mostly his mother that hid him. It was mostly his mother's faith that did all the work and prepared this little ark for him to ride in the Nile River. On down the Nile for the princess to find him and save his life. The story of Moses is really a story of a mother who had great faith in God to protect her children. And I want to encourage you today, put your faith in God no matter what's happening with your children. Trust your God. He is well able to see you through every difficulty that comes your way in regards to your children. He's faithful. He is absolutely awesome and mighty. And the influence that you've had on your children, if you've trained them up in the way they should go, it's powerful. That force of influence will carry them through. Proverbs 22:6, I've already mentioned this. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, it doesn't mean that he'll not go astray. It means that those principles that have all that you taught to him will always, him or her, will always be foremost in their life. It will always direct them. They will always hear your voice, training them in the way they should go. And many times they'll be doing something wrong and they'll hear your voice saying, "No, no, no. You know better than that, son. You know better than that, daughter." This principle was so important to God that he told the children of Israel when they crossed the Jordan River to take stones and set them up as a memorial to the principles that God had given them, the law and all the things that God had poured into them through Moses. And the purpose for that was that when the children would see those stones and ask questions, "What are these?" the parents would have the opportunity to teach and train their children about the wonderful things that the mighty God had done. Take the opportunity, mother, every day to teach and train up your child. Grandmothers, spend time with your children and train them up in the way they should go. Teach them. Teach them all kinds of things, but most importantly, teach them the Word of God. Miles Monroe said the greatest gift that God has given to man, aside from salvation, is the gift of sight, not of sight, but the gift of vision. Because sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. So it is very important that we help our children, not only train them in proper principles, but also to train them and help them to be able to look into the future and know that God has this thing. God is in control. Give them some vision. Mothers, teach your children well. Train them well. Encourage them. Stand with them. Pray with them. Help them to have faith in the living God. Timothy was a young man who was greatly influenced by godly women. His mother, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois. And here's what Paul wrote to Timothy. "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also." He knew that they had handed down great faith to Timothy. And now Timothy was a man, and Timothy was most likely a pastor of a church. And Paul was writing to him and said, "Hold on to the faith that you were given by your mother and your grandmother." Wow. What a great statement. Mothers, someday your children are going to say, "My mother taught me this. My mother trained me in this. My mother gave me this great faith." That's not to diminish fathers. Fathers have an equal responsibility. But there is just something very important about what a mother teaches and trains their children when they're young. Susanna Wesley was a mother of 19 children. Now, 9 of those children died either in childbirth or right after childbirth. So she raised 10 children. She had 10 children in her household. And Susanna made it a rule for to spend at least 1 hour every week with each of her children. 1 hour she would set aside while the other children were, who knows what they were doing. If they're like our children, they were crazy. But she took that 1 hour and spent time with that child and made that child feel very special and taught them scripture and trained them up in the way of the Lord. Now, Susanna Wesley was the mother of John and Charles Wesley. And of course, Charles Wesley wrote a lot of hymns. John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist organization. And let me tell you something, the Methodist organization, when he found it was an on-fire, spirit-filled organization. So I won't say anything else about that. I learned, here's what John Wesley said about his mother. I learned more about Christianity from my mother than from all the theologians in England. Mothers can impart so much wisdom to their children. There's an old Spanish proverb. It says, an ounce of mother is worth a ton of priest. Or, let me say, a ton of pastor. Or a ton of Sunday school teacher. Or Bible teacher. Or anything. Any level of teacher or trainer that teaches Bible, mothers have much more impact on their children. Much more than I'll ever have on your children. You can set the course of their life. Sacrifice is the third thing I want to share with you this morning, because mothers sacrifice so much. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice for God for a sweet smelling aroma. I chose this scripture because mothers love and they sacrifice all the time. Jesus sacrificed for us, and mothers sacrifice for their children and their family. A mother's love is filled with sacrifice. A young girl was telling her mom about all the things that she was going to do when she got older. And then she looked at her mother and she said, Mom, it's a shame you never got to do anything with your life. What a shame, isn't it? That she didn't recognize what mom was doing was pouring her life into this young girl so that she could go do what she felt she was called to do. That's what mothers do. That's what their sacrifice is all about. The most powerful position in the world is motherhood. William Ross Wallace described it like this in a poem. The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Mothers absolutely set the stage for the ruling of this world as they teach and train up their children. That's why Christian influence, that's why a biblical worldview is so important. And it's fading from our society. Without a biblical worldview, we will fall into disarray and chaos, and that's where we're headed. We need a biblical worldview. We need mothers and fathers and families to have biblical worldviews. I thank God for all the mothers that strive to raise their children in a Christian home. And some of you parents who are sacrificing homeschool or Christian school, those of you who have them in the public schools and you're keeping a close eye on things that they're being taught, there's all kinds of sacrifice, no matter where they are, that you have to make. You have to stay on top of things. But you're fulfilling the calling that God has in your life to train up that child in the way they should go. So I say this to you. Keep up the good work, ladies. Keep working at it. One young lady described a mother as a person who seeing there are only four pieces of pie for five people, five children and herself, promptly announces, I never did like pie anyhow. A sacrifice is always necessary for mothers. Now I tell you this, my mother is always putting others first, her children and her grandchildren, half of her grocery bills. She says, oh, I need to go get groceries. And I take her to the grocery store, or my brother takes her to the grocery store, and half of the things that she comes back with is junk for children and grandchildren. Pepsi, cherry Pepsi and milk duds and stuff that I love, honey buns and candy bars and all a variety of potato chips so everybody can have their favorite. Just a whole bunch of junk. That's why I love her so much. Amen. My wife is like that as well. She buys all kinds of things, always cooking or making something for something special for her grandchildren or children. You know, she sometimes thinks of me and fixes something special for me. Brady, our son-in-law, said about Tammy, he said, she just buys things so she can give them away. Because she's always thinking about someone else, in particular her family. True love is bound up in sacrifice. Some years ago, on a hot summer day, a little boy ran out of the door in Florida after he got home from school because he loved to swim in the pond that they had out back. And he took off his clothes as he was running, and he ran out there and dove in that pond. And as he was diving in the pond, it was a pretty large pond. As he dove in the pond, the mother was standing there watching out the window. And what she saw horrified her. She saw an alligator swimming toward her son. And her son swimming toward the alligator. He didn't see it, but he heard his mother yelling. And when he heard his mother yelling, he didn't know what was going on, but he turned around and started back. And he got within arm's distance from the shore, and his mother grabbed a hold of him, but the alligator grabbed a hold of him at the same time. Had him by the legs. His mother rescued him, pulled him out of that alligator's clutches, but in the process, she also created, although he had great big scars on his leg from the alligator, he also had scars on his arms from his mother clenching a hold of him with her fingernails and holding on to him. But remarkably, after a few weeks in the hospital, the little boy survived. His legs were extremely scarred, and he had deep scratches on his arms as well. A newspaper reporter came to just do an interview with him about what happened and the trauma. And the reporter said, yeah, can I see your legs? And he showed him his legs, and they were mangled. He had pretty severe wounds on his legs, and it was just a bad situation. But the little boy obviously was very proud of something. And he said, but I want you to look at my arms. And he showed him his arms, and the reporter saw those big scratches in his arms. And he said, I have these great big scratches on my arms because my mother refused to let go of me. Mothers, don't let go of your children. I don't care what they're going through. The enemy may have them in their clutches right now, but don't let go. Don't give up. Don't allow the enemy to have them. Continue to seek the living God. Trust Him. The enemy's firm grip on your child today, if you continue, the Lord God will loose that power of the enemy. And you will bring him forth. And you know, one day he may be proud of the scratches on his arm because mom would not let go. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to finish this message with this reading that I have. This is for all the mothers who have sat up all night with sick toddlers in their arms, wiping up barf full of Oscar Mayer wieners and cherry Kool-Aid, saying, it's okay, honey, mommy's here. This is for all the mothers who show up at work with spit up in their hair and milk stains on their blouses and diapers in their purse. This is for all the mothers who froze their buns off on metal bleachers at football or soccer games so that when their kids asked, did you see me? They could say, Of course, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. This is for all the mothers who sat down with their children and explained all about having babies, and for all the mothers who wanted to but just couldn't do it. This is for all the mothers who read their children's favorite bedtime story twice a night for a year and then read it again just one more time, Mommy. This is for all the mothers who taught their children to tie their shoelaces before they started school, and for all the mothers who opted for Velcro instead. This is for all the mothers whose heads turned automatically when a little voice says, Mommy, when they're in a crowd or in the store. Even though they know their children are home, safe, or they've been out of the nest for years, they still turn. This is for all the mothers whose heads automatically turn. This is for all the mothers whose children have gone astray and who can't find the words to reach them. For all the mothers who bite their lips sometimes until they bleed when their 14-year-old dyes their hair green or orange or purple or whatever color it might be. This is for mothers who put pinwheels and teddy bears on their children's graves. This is for mothers of children with severe limitations. Your freedom has been exchanged for a cherished love of that individual. This is for those who have lost their mothers and would give anything to have a moment to sit down with them, to talk to them, to have lunch with them. This is for young mothers stumbling through diaper changes and sleep deprivation, and mature mothers learning to let go. For working mothers and stay-at-home mothers, single mothers and married mothers, mothers with money, mothers without. This is for you all. Hang in there. You're doing a great job. Stand with me. Hallelujah.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob again. I pray you enjoyed this podcast. What a blessing it has been to have you join us on this social media platform. If you would like more information about Bethel, please check out our website at bethelchurch.community. You can also follow us on our Facebook page at Bethel Church, Tepper's Plains. Have a blessed day, and remember, love never fails.